with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Correspondent Julie Walker reports two astronauts are left behind in space as Boeing's troubled capsule returns to Earth empty.
Touchdown. Starliner is back on Earth.
NASA commercial crew manager Steve Stitch says it was hard leaving astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams at the space station.
I think we made the right decision to not have Butch and Sonny on board. It's awfully hard for the team. It's hard for me when we sit here and have a successful landing to be in that position.
NASA judged their return too risky and booked SpaceX to bring them home next year, more than 8 months after they launched on Starliner. They were supposed to be away for just 8 days, but thruster trouble and helium leaks marred their trip. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNews.com, authorities have charged a 14-year-old boy now with four counts of murder in this week's fatal shooting at a high school in Georgia. Mourners gathering last night for a memorial service. It aired on WSB-TV. Even as a police investigation continues, what has not yet been determined, a motive for the shooting and how the young suspect managed to get the assault rifle and how he got it into the school. Israeli journalist Haviv Redegur says the destruction of Gaza and its own civilian population has been part of the Hamas war strategy from the very start.
It built 500 miles of tunnels for that very purpose.
Redegur was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance says Kamala Harris is on the wrong track by handing it price controls.
Well, we've heard price controls before in this country and everywhere else. It fails every time it happens. It means you're not able to buy flour. You're not able to buy eggs in the grocery store. That's what price controls do.
Vance was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt Show, and this is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in federal court. Michael Harrington has a report.
The 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has dismissed a suit filed by current and former students who don't like the fact that Christians are allowed to use federal aid to pay for tuition at religious schools. The plaintiffs want colleges and universities that refuse to embrace the LGBT agenda to be barred from getting federal dollars. But the court said no. In fact, federal law explicitly protects the right of religious schools to live out their convictions without penalty. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Sweetbriar College in Virginia has instituted an admissions policy that reflects its longstanding values by barring males from enrolling in the women-only school. The decision makes the private liberal arts school an outlier among the nation's diminishing number of women's colleges, most of whom have already embraced transgenderism. Sweetbriar officials say the decision stems from the will of its founder. This is SRN News. Correspondent Mike Hempen reports on an egg recall following a salmonella outbreak.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says 65 people in 9 states have been infected, including 42 in Wisconsin. The department says the eggs were distributed in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Michigan. The recall includes all egg types in containers labeled Milo's Poultry Farms or Tony's Fresh Market. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there had been 24 hospitalizations and no deaths as of Friday.
That is Mike Hempen reporting. The Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians began selling marijuana and cannabis products to any adult 21 or over, starting today at its Tribone dispensary in North Carolina, where possession or use of the drugs is otherwise illegal. Marijuana possession or use is illegal in North Carolina, but the tribe can pass its own rules. More of these stories at SRNNews.com.